And I could tell, looking at you, you were being very careful with your words just then, because this is the truth of the matter. I flat out said to both of you right there on the phone at 4:30 in the morning, East Coast time, that I don't want to put this out because this is going to, I fear, be viewed as a black man beating up on a white woman. Now, if anybody took their time and listened to that podcast, obviously, I was not yelling, screaming, I wasn't doing anything. Now, we are a couple who's having a disagreement, so obviously neither one of us were having our best moments. But my immediate concern was that. And you and Sugarman both, like, wait, what?
I was shocked. There's been a lot of things that I have learned personally from not only doing this podcast, but listening to it back and then hearing your reaction and then seeing the response. That would never have crossed my mind. Race, the fact that you're black and I'm white, would never have crossed my mind. And that's kind of to your point. You have to think about things that I don't think about. And honestly, it took me a second to actually get my head around it. And once you explained it, and then once we've seen some of the reaction, a light bulb went off for me in a way. And it's just a constant learning curve, but, and I've said this the whole time, I don't know what I don't know, and every day I learn more about what I don't know.